Blog Talk Radio.
No cap, no game. 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 My girl a fish. Riding through the city clean. Everything a fish. Paperwork all in order. And it's all a fish. Got real street ties. Safe call the fish. Going song for a song. Every track a fish. Spending money with my team. And it looks a fish. We got the dope boy like. And you know it's a fish. And the strip club lit. You know it's a fish. No cat, no gang. My girl a fish. So soulful wearing that. Like Michelle Obama. Play the corporate world well. Know how to get the dollars. Respect the hustle girl. Add it with some commas. More money, living lavish, shame with the drama. Keep the bodyguards on deck, call him Kevin Costner. Born legend, one of a kind, Deion Sanders. So official with the hit, new Sean Taylor. No cap, no game, my girl a fish. Riding through the city clean, everything a fish. Paperwork, all in order, and it's all a fish. Got real street ties, face call the fish. Going song for a song, every track a fish. Spending money with my team, and it looks a fish.
Yeah.
We got the dope boy like, and you know it's a fish.
So fish.
And the strip club lit, you know it's a fish.
Yeah, I got my stripes and never blew a whistle. I got the green light, never asking for permission. I'm so authentic, you so artificial. I make deposits, I can't argue with you. It's profit gain, we bout to gain momentum.
It's profit gain.
I'm abstract, but kicking plain and simple.
You never know it.
Smoking Buddha hats, tapping to my mental.
I'm a psycho.
I know this red flag, so I can't kick it with you.
Ain't fucking
Word to school, MMB, I'm just minding my business now.
I'm just minding my business.
Yeah. Never had a problem in the streets cause a nigga so fish.
No cat, no gang,
yeah.
My girl a fish. Riding through the city clean, everything a fish. Paperwork, all in order, and it's all a fish. Got real street ties, face call the fish. Going song for a song, every track a fish. Spending money with my team, and it looks a fish. We got the dope boy like, and you know it's a fish. And the strip club lit. You know it's a fish. Don't miss out every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayrule, K. Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
Hey, Real Talk Roundtable. What's going on?
What's up?
What's
happening?
Shit. Oh, shit. Babe. I'm looking for the best day. Hey. Okay, so check this out. There's a lot of stuff going on right now in the world. It is so many topics. It's hard to touch on everything, but first and foremost, to everybody that's going through the hurricane stuff right now, my prayers are with you.
Yeah,
I'm hearing some reports that it's a major damage happening down that way. So my prayers are going out to y'all, and I hope everything turned out okay. But I'm sorry. Okay, so speaking on that, on top of that, we would talk about Donald Trump added to this hurricane because I just like to talk about how funny he is because he's funny to me. He was at a press conference and he was talking about this hurricane and he says that he's not sure he's ever heard of a category 5 hurricane. He's heard of some fours, and he's been through some fours, but he doesn't really know about Category 5. And the United States of America has had 10, this is the 10th one, 10th Category 5 that they've had. So this is how much history our president has on the country. Like, you know, it just seems that they would prep him before he go on TV to say something stupid. Not to say nothing stupid. You know what I'm saying? But it's like they just let him run wild in there. I don't understand it. I just don't.
I don't either.
I understand, man. It's a distraction. They just want y'all talking
about that. It's got to be a distraction.
What shit going on. You know, that's what he do, man. Anytime some critical event is going on, he say something stupid, and everybody, he tweets something stupid, and everybody just go on that.
Yeah,
he always
does that.
I don't give a fuck what he says. I'm going to keep growing. Cause, I mean, he's so ignorant. It's like, it's not even... Nothing shocks me anymore because a man has said so much fucking ignorant ass shit. How the hell you the president? You ain't
right.
Just as a human being, like, where have you been? Because I'm sure all kinds of motherfuckers fought me since I've been alive, and I'm 36. And I can sit up here and remember a few of them, but, like, where the hell have you been? I mean, you don't know what a Category 5 hurricane. You ain't never heard of a Category 5 hurricane. Like, really? Like, I just,
right.
When he be on TV, I just
turn the thing
on. I don't even, I can't.
Yeah, he is serious. He is really serious.
Lord have
mercy. Okay, so moving on to, because that wasn't really a topic, it just was my way of saying hi to Donald Trump. Every time he says something stupid, I'm going to say something about it. So,
okay.
Yeah, and there's this other thing, you guys, going on line that's very popular right now with Malik Yoba coming out after the suicide of a young man who killed himself after a video went viral of people bullying him about liking transgender males. He kind of came out with the fact that he loved all women, including transgender males, and that was a kind of
thought. God damn. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. He loves everybody, and everybody loves him. Yeah, so fucking what? God damn. And if, you know what? I'm tired of these weak-ass transgenders killing themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they being bullies, all that shit. Man, when they gonna grow some nuts? You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers get tired of dying. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, motherfuckers don't want to die. But, you know, people put themselves out there like that anyway. And it's just a sad case that this happened. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, where's your nuts to be a transgender? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you ought to not want to die. You know what I'm saying? Shit. For real.
Well, he's not
actually
a transgender. He was being bullied because he admitted to, like, liking or dating transgenders. So that was his reasoning for suicide. But Malik, I guess he felt some type of way about it, and just saying that he would come out and say, well, you know, I like them too, or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, that's what he like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, motherfuckers need to start paying attention to motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, with shit that they like. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, y'all motherfuckers need to watch that shit.
But like I said before, like, it's really not important. Like, it's not fucking important. Like, nobody cares when you
right.
Like, I don't
nobody
care.
Nobody gives a damn. Nobody, right. Nobody gives a fuck. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Give us the option to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
on that level.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying?
Sometimes in the place for me.
Being busy, though. Like, I mean, people don't even give nobody a right to have their opinion no more. If you say something against what somebody else is saying, you bullying them now. It's like this country is too motherfucking soft. Like, I'm tired of this shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's ridiculous. But every
nobody want to blame shit. It's like, I love women.
Right.
But I'm going to say this right now, man. Niggas need to take care of their kids, man. Be men for their kids, not just their sons, but for their daughters. Because women can't raise kids alone, you know.
Right.
And the result of the struggle to raise kids alone, you know, fathers is becoming cell phones and other shit and distractions, and these kids is growing up like soft and crazy and ridiculous and self-entitled and like spoiled. And I mean, it's just, it's fucked up. And then the ones that grow up like that, it's like now they letting their kids be on some, oh, whatever you want to be, however you want to do it, it's okay. Like, fuck that, man. Look, I buy your clothes. I cook the food. You eat what I fucking cook. You wear what I fucking buy. And when you get old enough to say you want to wear some different shit, then I got some jobs and some chores and shit. There's some grown-up folks that you can work and do that shit to get that shit. You know what
right,
I mean? It's like
right.
Man, I feel like as a parent, you have a moral obligation, man, not to allow your child to be sucked into the cesspool that is American experimentation. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like you're a
right.
boy. You're a boy.
Yeah,
I'm going to
tell you something else, hey, Rue, that I read that I thought was really freaky and weird. They had this little boy. He was on a news, some news, I forget which one it was now. They were interviewing the parents. It's been some years ago. But he was a little boy, and he was dressing as a female and was allowed to go into these drag bars and perform at the drag club. And the social services, and nobody didn't seem to have a problem with that. They didn't seem to think that there was nothing wrong with that. And I just want to ask you your opinion. Like, do you think it's okay for a boy child to prance around like a female little girl at a trans or whatever drag club
for
in front of grown men? You know what I'm saying?
God.
That not some type of pedophilia activity.
To be in the bar, period. Performing,
man.
Not performing, just right. Being in the bar, period. The problem is parents are surrendering their rights, man, to this new liberal bullshit. Like, if you not old enough to know what the fuck anything is, how the fuck you know what you like? You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like
right.
You don't even know what being a boy or being a girl is. How you gonna make a decision based on what the clothes they get to wear and the toys they get to play with? I mean, growing up for me, girls was tomboys because they wanted to play basketball. But then when they
yep.
went to school, they dressed like girls. It wasn't like they was gay or nothing like that.
Right.
And people is jumping the gun right now and almost like forcing their kids to be gay or making assumptions about their child's sexuality before sexuality is even an issue for a child.
Right.
That's the thing that's crazy to me. You know, then you got these rich-ass families just like, oh, we rich, we got money, whatever you want to do, just do it and just be weird and just experiment. And now we got all of these kids going through this bullshit, man, that can't make money only lasts as long as it lasts. If your family is forced to be them wise, rich families that keep dollars, you could do that. But if your family is one of them frivolous ass, spendthrift ass families that you go from being able to do what the fuck you want to standing in the welfare line, then it's a struggle. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like I knew growing up that I wasn't poor, but I was, you know, I was all right. But there's some poor families that knew they was poor. It's nothing wrong with letting your kids know y'all poor. You know, I mean, it's like you get a fucking slider card to buy food with. How the fuck you got three kids and you letting them pick what they want to eat for dinner? We cooking one meal, everybody eat. We not opening up a bunch of shit to feed all y'all. The only thing kids are supposed to get different is cereal. You get to pick your kind of cereal. And when your shit is gone, your shit is gone.
Now,
you get your happy
lunch
and your cereal. That's it. Yeah, how the fuck you cooking spaghetti for this kid? This kid getting tacos, and this kid don't want nothing cooked, so you ordering some shit. You get
a letter card,
man. You on food stamps. What is your problem? What are you teaching your kid? You know what I'm saying?
You fronting for who?
How the fuck? It's like this. I think it, like I'm going to sound fucked up right now, but I don't give a fuck. I think it should be against the law for a child to have an iPhone if his mama get food stamps. Point blank
period.
If his daddy buy it or somebody gift it, that's cool. But if she busting her ass to have an iPhone for her kids so they can look like they not poor, I think they ought to come to her motherfucking house and start confiscating some shit. Because that's some dumbest shit in the motherfucking America. That's child abuse. You tricking your kids, y'all poor. Y'all can't afford this shit. It's on this month. Next month you on Wi-Fi. Next month it's on. You know, and then you can't control shit. Also, you could bake instead of paying for a babysitter. It's like this shit is ridiculous, man. I'm like so burnt out on. Let me stop because I get to going on and the show will be over. But I'm just saying, I think she changed. Some shit really got to be done. Somebody need to have some intervention. You know, like some real intervention. Like, we poor. We eat hot dogs. We going to get this 5-pack of hot dogs that's on sale. I'm sorry we not getting the ballpark Franks. You know what I'm saying? That's just let go. You get a pack of ballpark Frank cost the same as 5-pack of hot dogs. Beef hot dogs. Not no hot dog that mix of mincemeat shit, but beef or turkey hot dogs. But, they don't taste as good as the ballpark. That's because they cost more, so they putting some old special dollar additives in that shit. You know what I mean? It's like crazy.
They all running about together now. It used to be that the shit wasn't together when it come to hot dog, but now all that shit about the same price. You all that shit is high, and it's too damn high and expensive. But anyway, y'all, we're getting off topic a little bit, but anyway, I do want to say to Kevin Hart and his family, you know, we're praying that everything is okay with them. He was in a bad car accident. I don't know if you guys read about it. I know me and Miss Nat talked about it earlier on, and it was some rumors going around on the web that the man was paralyzed and his vocal cords was paralyzed, and that is not true. He did have some back injury. And I think they did a surgery, right, Miss Nat?
Right. They did his surgery.
So he's
recovering. He's going to make a full recovery. So all the other rumors. That's why, y'all, it's so important to fact check. And I've always had that since I'm a journalism major. That was the first thing you learn. You do your own research. But people be so quick to get on Facebook and share this shit, and it's not even nowhere near true. So make sure you're fact checking before you post shit and put shit out there. It's definitely not true. But
that's what they need to be blocking right now. Them lies and stuff like that instead of petty shit that they worried about blocking on Facebook. If you want to block something, block these lies and all this shit like
that.
Wow. And all this hacking. What is going on with this hacking on Facebook lately? Have y'all seen how many people pages been hacked within the last like month or so? It is crazy over
Man,
there. Right? What is going on?
Look, they use your friends. Now they getting slick with it. They using your friends to bait you in. And I ain't going. All they getting is the delete button with me. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me, because that shit is crazy. And I'm exposed they ass every time. You know what I'm saying? See what these motherfuckers doing? See what these motherfuckers doing? You know what I'm saying? Y'all better get hip to this shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want none of my people fucked up behind this shit, you know what I'm saying?
But there's nothing you can do about it. It's nothing you can do, because you would never know that they was in it until somebody told you that they was in it, and that's how it is. And so, it's nothing you can do
but
about
my
it.
But my thing is, what is they hacking us for? Like, you ain't gonna get no money. What the fuck is you hacking us for? Hack a bank.
or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I said, right. I'm for real. Like, you know, you ain't going to get a dollar out of me. So what is you trying to hack me for? You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy.
They can also post on your behalf with your name attached to it. So that's what's fucked up.
Well, they can attach my name to all they want. They ain't going to get a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking for me. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to get shit. They can attach my name to whatever the fuck they feel like it. And when it's all said and done, it's like he is off the radar.
Yeah, but see, I'm saying, like, I mean, it's funny and it's all jokes and shit until a motherfucker just decide they going to post some hate crime shit in your name.
For real.
Or commit some type of felony online in your name. And then, oh.
That's right.
Oh, then you're going to have to go through all kind of loops and jumps to prove who you is and this wasn't you at this time. And it's, that's where it gets fucked up at. I mean, it sounds like a joke, but it's really not. That's what you're going to have to do.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I go all the way with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because a motherfucker is not finna fuck up my name with nothing. I don't give a fuck what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? And that's trill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm DJ Sergeant Rock. I'm a music producer, musician, and DJ, and all that shit. And that's all I do. And that's it, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Now, anything else don't involve me. You know what I'm saying? And I stand firm on that. You know what I'm saying? And I will go all the way with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Shit don't scare me.
Right.
Shit, I'm from the South.
Okay.
Shit don't scare me.
Right on. Okay, we're going to move it right along into our major topic. We're going to pass it to Miss Nat, and she's going to get us into that.
Okay, so since we were talking about the hurricanes, this is more of a question, especially for you guys that live down south, something that I have always wondered. Since we were speaking of the hurricanes, and I also want to make sure that I express my prayers are sent to the Bahamas. I was watching CNN earlier and just looking at all of the devastation that's going on down there, and it's really, really bad. So anybody who's in the path of the hurricane, I'm definitely sending my prayers to everybody. But with that being said, you know, I don't live by the coast, so I've never experienced hurricanes. The most we'll experience is just some of the rain and things of that nature. But I used to always watch, you know, CNN and stuff, and I always see how they tell everybody to evacuate. And you'll see the people come on TV and saying, I'm not leaving. I'm staying. Fuck if it's a Category 4. Fuck if it's a Category 5. I'm just staying. I'm a ride. So I never understood that because I know if they sold my black behind, it's a category, any damn thing. I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. My ass is motherfucking in my shit, and I'm out that bitch. But people used to always tell me, well, you don't live in the path of those types of storms, so you wouldn't understand. So especially with, you know, Sweetie and, you know, like I know that y'all are down south, but I want everyone's opinion on why do you feel like when they tell to evacuate, or even speaking for you know, yourselves, why do people choose not to evacuate? And I'm not speaking to people who don't have any other means, because I do understand that some people just don't have nowhere to go, they don't have the money,
right, they're
shouldn't leave. So I'm not speaking of those people. But so the ones who do have the means, why do you feel like they would rather ride the storm out than to pack their shit and go? So,
please,
I'll
talk to you. Okay. Well, some people use their faith as their cover. And so, a lot in the South, religion is a strong thing, whatever religion that may be. And a lot of people put their trust in their God. And they just prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And some people aren't financially stable enough to just pack up and go. So they have to stay. You know what I'm saying? They don't have an option, so they have to stay and try to just make it through the storm. Now, the people I feel the most sorry for are the homeless and people that, you know, they don't really have a place or an option to leave and stuff like that. So me personally, I really sometimes don't have two nickels to rub together, but if a Category 5 were coming straight at us, or we leave, we going. We getting the hell on. You know what I'm saying? And that's my point of view on it.
Quick question. Do you believe that there are many options available to those who don't have a means to get away?
A lot of churches open, sometimes hospital, community centers, like if they have shelter and storm, you know, prevention facilities or whatever, they go there.
Yeah.
And a lot of homeless people go there too. So it is available to them. Services.
We do that in the South.
Yeah,
we do that in
they're
the
full. They full. You know what I'm saying? So you got to come up with something else. So, sometimes they quickly fill up too, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, why do you think people decide to stay whenever that they have the means to actually leave?
I think that, you know, I mean, pretty much most of the answers have been given already, but at the same time, it's like there are some people who have left and nothing happened, and then it's like these hurricanes and storms and all that, they so sporadic. Like,
right,
a flood will come down your block and the next block won't have nothing. All the power will go out in your area and the people you fuck with should be on, and they'll be like texting you and shit. You hear TV on in the background and shit, and you like, what the hell going on? Like, oh, we got power over here. And we ain't got no power, no water, no nothing. And so a lot of times people just be like, I'm tired, you know, or they don't got nowhere to go. Some people ain't got family to go to. They really don't got nowhere to go. They going to drive their car and park somewhere. It's like, man, and then they don't think it's going to be that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like it happened. Katrina and, you know, the Houston situation, man, I mean, you know, other than that, it ain't really been a whole lot of, like, horrible shit. It's been some, like, you know, get you a few little situations, but people in Florida, they live that shit. You know? They used to it. They live that shit. So it's like people like that. I'm more confused about the trailer park people who whole trailer be gone from the hurricanes. I just don't help me another one. Trust in the Lord. It's going to be all right.
Why this whole trailer just swept away?
They be standing there with my swing. Tell about, I found this little treasure in the wreckage, and God is good. You got me like.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick. Your personal opinion, the guy, hey, Ruth. Since Katrina happened and we all saw the epic fail of that, do you feel like things are better now if we ever were to have something as catastrophic as going to happen again? Do you feel like the government will be more prepared to help those in need this time around?
Well, I got a few family members that work for FEMA, so you know what I'm saying. They go out to all the places. You know, they out right now. They working all the time. FEMA is working year round. It's work somewhere in the United States every day. You work for FEMA.
Right.
The reality, however, is if you've been paying attention, Donald Trump has been drawing money away from relief for this wall and this border security. So while things had gotten better, I mean, you know, preparedness for emergency services in this country if some disaster happened are being sacrificed to political agendas. You know, his priority was just border control. He stood on his platform. He built his base on building a wall, building security. So he's siphoning money out of everything for that. So I think that it's not as strong as it has been in recent years. We had actually got the police. You know, I mean, it's still some racism in the decisions, you know, and it's not like racism based on, well, racism is the wrong word. Let me correct that. It's still some elitism because it's based on, if you're in one of them super poor neighborhoods, man, it's like they don't get there as fast as they do for them neighborhoods where people are more well off. That's just the reality. You know, it doesn't matter black, white, you know, Mexican, Asian, whatever. It's like if you in a neighborhood where y'all got a little funds and money is cool and everybody got jobs, you know, emergency resources just seem to get there faster. You know, that's just how it is. You know, at the same time, it's like, you know, some people don't be prepared they still. You know, I mean, you hit the topic. Let's make this statement while we at it. If you live in an area, man, where they have earthquakes, hurricanes, storms, flooding, get your go bags and shit ready, man. Have your shit packed up, sitting somewhere. Make sure you got the batteries is up to date. Make sure you got a little bit of pool, water, all the basic necessities put up somewhere so you can get your stuff and go. Even if a flood comes through, hurricane, have man with you, your family, your kids, your immediate family in the neighborhood or, you know, surrounding area where y'all can meet up somewhere, man. Have y'all emergency plan. You know, that's what it's really about. People take that shit for joke. You know what I mean? Park appropriately, man. Don't box people in. Don't panic. You know, understand what you're going to do. And to me, that's the most important thing. You can't depend on the government for everything. You have to have some guidance going on. Or you make decisions based on it.
You got to do some shit yourself. That's right.
That's so true. All right, Rock. So the Category 5 is coming to Mississippi. You going to pack up and leave, or you going to pray to God and ride it out? What you going to do?
Well, I am a firm believer that, you know, God give it and God take it away. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, obviously, he's sending them hurricanes in to flush out all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Prior to Katrina, we was balling. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about it was money everywhere. We was just living it up. And the casinos had just came to town. And I felt like that was God washing away all the bullshit that was going to come with, you know, the prostitution and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I felt like he was just, you know, washing that shit away. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I've been in Mississippi through every storm except Camille. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't born yet. But I've been through every storm that has hit here. I've been through Hurricane Frederick. I've been through Hurricane Helene. I've been through all the, you know, excess hurricanes that's in, you know, went past here and hit other spots. You know what I'm saying? And we got the wind and rain in from that shit. You know what I'm saying? I've been through every last one. And, you know, my faith is just with God. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, must be watching this motherfucker out for a reason. So, shit, continue to watch this bitch out because you can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my faith is just, you know, with God. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he's cleaning this motherfucker out for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You know, like Florida's about to be hit. Florida's about to be hit with a major storm, a Category 5. And Florida is about to be hit for a reason. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's a reason these storms are happening. You know, it's not no joke thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, we make jokes about it, but it's not no joke thing. You know what I'm saying? When it's actually happening and it's happening to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I've been through every storm that's hit here since Camille. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
y'all get them evacuation warnings. I'm born in California. The earthquake just come. Like, what's
up? Right.
Or use that old school slang. What's shaking?
And this earthquake ain't no joke. I've been one of them here, and that's scary. So breaks are off of me, and I can't even imagine being in a earthquake that's like on a higher Richter scale, because we got hit with a little something twice here, and I was up here like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because
a house split open, you know what I mean? And you looking up, and the ceiling is up there. It's like, it's crazy. I mean, like some crazy shit when the stove moved. You know what I mean? When the motherfucking stove moved. You look up, and the stove and the refrigerator is dancing in the kitchen.
Listen. Hey, you be like, what the fuck is going on this bitch?
and don't be done been drinking, because then you try to figure out, is I'm drunk or is some shit.
Right. Or am I too high or what the fuck?
And them little minor ones, if they happen, you know, doing some sexual activity, you think you done did some extra shit or something. But they be like the little tremor. You be like, man, I was killing that shit last night. And you looking at the news in the morning, say, you know, a minor tremors throughout the south part of California last night. You try to turn it down so baby don't hear. Cause she in there cooking right now, like, yo shit, she got eggs, bacon. I mean, man, you know, you got dry cereal, cold cereal, you get orange juice, milk, the fresh cream. She's straining that shit, you know. I'm just saying, though, earthquakes, though, that they not know. And the wildfires, they just a kick up and just be like.
Right.
But you know what, I think the reason why a lot of people stay, you know, during hurricanes, you know what I'm saying? You know, for a lot of people, you know, they got property that they looking out on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I respect, you know, those that go through the storm, you know what I'm saying, and willing to risk. You know what I'm saying? They property and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the government has seized a whole lot of property, you know what I'm saying, you know, since Katrina hit. You know what I'm saying? It's like the government is just taking up all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And for some, you know, is I ain't going to let the government take my shit, whoop-de-whoop, bam-wham-wham, you know what I'm saying? We got deeds and a whole bunch of, you know, extra shit, you know what I'm saying, on the house. So it's more of a, you know, protect my property thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll send the women and children away, and one or two or three may stay, you know what I'm saying, and wait the wait out. And protect the property, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's more of a property thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, shit, motherfuckers is taking shit and have took shit. And, you know, motherfuckers left and ain't never came back to this bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And wound up getting their property took. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's more of a property thing. Trill.
That's right. All right, then. I know if they come my way, I'm out. That's all I can say.
Right.
That's all I know.
Now, it also depends on where you stand, too. You know what I'm saying? Is it solid enough to handle you know, category 4 or 5.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, we was just fortunate enough, we had to get in the attic of our house that we was in.
Right.
For the storm.
Right.
So we made it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
God
we...
for that, for real. You know?
Right.
To have,
you know,
to have,
what I'm
to
saying?
Have a sturdy place to be able to stay. A lot of people don't have nothing, you know, at all.
Right, right.
So,
you know,
so that's a blessing in itself.
And it makes it hard to evacuate, you know what I'm saying? The evacuation process, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, who all I want to take with me and who all I want to leave behind. And if they
right.
make it, they make it. If they don't, they don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's fucked up. But, you know, in a lot of cases, it is like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We know these storms happen. They happen every year. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no sense in nobody getting all paranoid and panicking like God hey Ruth say and all that shit. This shit is going to happen. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So, you know, it's a good thing to be prepared. You know
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? For when it does happen. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully
That's
the storm don't be too bad. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
Trill.
Okay. All right, you guys. We're going to take a breather right here for a minute, and we're going to come back so you guys aren't going nowhere. Hang on tight.
My name is Brittany. A little thing I love about the Egg White Grill is the toasty English muffin. It's toasted perfectly. It's just a little crispy, but not like hard crispy, but just crispy enough that when you bite into it, everything is perfect.
My name is Curtis, and I love the Egg White Grill because the egg itself, it's like soft and fluffy, like a pillow. I would eat my pillow, but I'd eat the Chick-fil-A breakfast egg white sandwich for sure.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talks.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Get me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
My bitch go loco,
Maria,
slide on a nigga with the fofo,
yeah,
slide,
slide,
my bitch go loco, she bust that ass like a lolo, my bitch go loco,
Maria,
slide on a nigga with the fofo.
I put you in a chokehold.
Go loco, go loco, go loco.
I pull that track off a show. I like it when you touch the floor. Call me for dick, not Geico.
Go call my phone when you're horny.
Hey, mama, see the hay, mama, see the hay. Drip too hard, don't drown in some way. She told me to handcuff her, give her no escape. Bad little mina, puta behave. Red lipstick, black outline on it. You be leaving clues when we fucking and you blowing. You want a real nigga who got real shit in motion. I want me a Wilhelmina bitch to bust it open. My bitch go loco,
go loco,
Maria,
Maria, Maria.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo, yeah,
fofo, slide, slide, fofo.
My bitch go loco. Bust that ass like a lolo.
Bust that ass like a lolo.
My bitch go loco.
Go loco. Maria,
Maria,
Maria.
Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Fofo, slide, slide, fofo. Go loco.
I'm a badass mofo.
Go loco, go loco.
When she wanna get wife, that's a no no.
That's a no no. Big no no. Big no-no.
I don't need the police at my front door.
No fofo, no fofo.
House party going till 6
House party going till 6 in the morning.
My cup got lipstick on it,
yeah.
Bitches wanna put their lips on it,
yeah.
And it's sweet, wanna lick on it. Wanna taste, eat it up like a strawberry. Ice in your mouth, let it melt like Ben and Jerry. That tongue so fire.
five. She want me to herself, said it's all mine. Left out of town, said I'm always on your mind. You don't wanna fly alone, next time can I come? Bye, bitch, go loco. Slide on a nigga with the fofo. My bitch so loco. She bust that ass like a lolo. My bitch go loco. Slide on a nigga with the fofo. Bien loco, bien loco. Mezcla la pastilla con la coda y por loco. Por loco, por loco. Me lo mama hasta que se le sale los mocos. Los mocos, los mocos. En el carro me chinga y por poco yo choco. Yo choco, yo choco. Tiger YG, wanna boricua pussy. Yo quiero una gringa, una hoe. El bitch no huele a perico, más y mejor huele tú sí. El nu en el jacuzzi me mama el bitch. María, Juanita, latina, morenita. Toto negro, pero por dentro es rosita. María, Juanita, latina, morenita. Tiene toto negro, pero por dentro es rosita. My bitch go loco.
Go loco.
María,
María,
María. Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Yeah, slide, slide, fofo.
My bitch go loco.
Go loco, go loco.
She bust that ass like a lolo.
Bust that ass like a lolo.
My bitch go loco.
Go loco.
María,
María,
María. Slide on a nigga with the fofo.
Fofo, 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 go loco.
I got off the turnpike. When there's holes in the gravel, it don't burn right. Is it true you involved with that street life? I know you the plug, I know you got that cheap price. I'm showing you love, I'm hoping that you take flight. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. Ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. Ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Been going hard in the lab, hoping it pay off. When you chasing that bag, can't take no days off. Hey, I'm just trying to get a piece of the pie. I'm just trying to take a trip to Dubai. I'm just trying to make a living off these. I can do it, made a living off these streets. I pursue it, I got love for the music. To take my niggas out the streets is why I do it. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Hey, I ain't coming out, I ain't coming out. Just throw away the key, just throw away the key. Hey.
description is, because she ought to know by now, date me what my job description is. I'm a musician, I'm a DJ, and I'm a producer, so I'm around a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my job description is just exactly that, you know what I'm saying? And if we're dating, she need not to worry about my job description, because I'm gonna perform anywhere that I go, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give the people what they want, you know what I'm saying, if I'm booked to do that, you know what I'm saying? For real, you know what I'm saying? Now, in the event that that gets to be a problem, then I'm going to know it right off, and then, it's not, everybody's not built for this shit, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I, on the other hand, am, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a gift and a curse, but, you know, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? That's neither here nor there, you know what I'm saying? But don't ask me what my job description is. You know what my job description is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
Ow. That's just okay, the guy had one question that a female should not ask you if you're just dating.
Let's see.
I was thinking of stuff. I can't, you know, like, shit, man. You kind of got me on the spot, because I really don't care what a person asks me on a date. Like, you can ask me anything, whether I answer or not. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like, that's it. I mean, I don't be hard, like, don't ask me. You know, even like the how
that
much money
true.
You make thing is cool for me, too. It's like, it's the context. You know what I mean? It's like, if I ask you what you do for a living, you know, and you say, oh, I work at Joe, whoop-de-whoop, and I'm like,
Oh, man, that sounds like a pretty good job. Man, what they pay an hour? It's like I might be asking because I might be looking for a job.
Why is the conversation?
Everything depends on the context. I mean, but it's like, don't ask me who the other chick on the date is because I brought her. She with us. We'll get to know her throughout the date, you know.
Okay. I had asked you guys for a reason because I had read this one little article. And they had asked a few guys, like, one thing that someone they're dating shouldn't ask them, that they would, like, make them immediately leave the relationship. And the main response to that question was, do you love me?
Do you love me?
Well, God, yeah. Damn.
Well, that would make me leave.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's not a first date. It's like, that's not an on a date.
It wasn't a first date. It was dating.
That's what I'm saying. It's
wasn't
a
first
date. I feel like that's a valid question. I don't think that's like a bad question. I think dudes just be on some weird shit.
I don't think it is either, but these men that they gave the test to a group of men.
Dudes is the new bitches. Dudes be scared to you know what I mean? They always feel like they trapped. Like, you scared if you say no, she gonna stop letting you get the pussy. You should have never thrown the L word in there while y'all was having sex or while you was trying to get the sex. Should have never
tried.
If we just fucking, I will not be sending you you so special text messages. If I tell you I was thinking about you, that means it's an special nature. You know, you're not gonna be getting no good morning, good night texts and shit. You will get a did you make it home safe text. You know, other than that, or I made it home safe text. Other than that, it's like people want to do boyfriend girlfriend stuff with fuck buddies and then be surprised when somebody do you love me. I'm not cuddling. We not doing none of that shit. We might get some food, but that's like energy boost type shit. We not afterwards. It's like you not staying here, or I'm not staying here. I'm not I laid a towel out for you in there. You could use the body wash. I know you like that. That Irish Spring, whatever like you like, I got you stuff in there. You know, it's like, hey, because it's like once I wash my nuts, it's time for you to be out. Because I'm a gentleman.
Well,
I'm going to let you go first.
Well, I mean, okay, well, it depends on where you at, you know what I'm saying, where you treat the women like that, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a cuddler, you know what I'm saying, I'm not just going to, lay down with no woman and do what I want to do with her body and not cuddle with her afterwards, you know, that's just me, you know what I'm saying, and I do allow the women to spend the night. You know what I'm saying?
If she
show
up at your job, don't be mad.
Right.
If she calls you and her car gets flat, don't be mad. If she asks you for some gas money in the middle of the week, don't be mad. If she calls you to help move, don't be mad. And it's late at night, you need some place to stay, and she don't want to fuck, don't be mad.
I won't. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm
a
type of person. If you feel it, fuck it. If the feeling is real and if that's what you feel, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, it depends on where you at, you know what I'm saying, for you to treat the women like that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm from the South, you know what I'm saying? We treat women different down here, you know what I'm saying?
See, that's the bullshit. That's the, a man is a man no matter where the fuck he at. The South, you just saying it's cool to mislead a bit. You saying it's cool to sit here and tell a female, oh, I love you, take you out to dinner, all this shit, when all you want to do is fuck. I think it's more honest to let a woman know, all I want is some pussy. You can spend the night. It's cool. But the problem is men lying. And I mean the emotional bullshit lying.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I'm not a player, man. I've been a coach. If I got another chick, they all know each other. They all know what's up. They might not all get along. They might not even all like each other. But they aware of each other. See, I don't do the old, you my girlfriend. You not my girlfriend. And if you say you my girlfriend, I'm going to correct you immediately. That's the problem, man.
Right.
Dudes, you won't. Look, let me just say it clearly. This is what my sister told me, because this was one of my problems when I was a young nigga. The problem is you can't make everybody feel special. If you make every female you deal with feel special, none of them feel special. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know
what I'm
saying? Right.
That's the realest shit I can tell you. That down south gentleman shit. Oh, yes, pull a woman's chair out. All that shit is cool. All that gentleman, that shit is cool. But be honest with a woman. That's the bestest thing a man can do for a woman. Don't mislead her. Don't make her think it's more than what it is. Look, I'm not cuddling with you.
Right.
I'm not sending you no mixed messages. Because that's what they feel. But I'm telling you, I know where your heart at, but let me tell you where they heart at. When you cuddling with a woman and y'all started off as fuck buddies, she thinks feelings is growing. She think the relationship done progressed to another level. So when she get up and cook for you in the morning, you got to not eat that shit. You got to not eat that shit because she think the relationship is progress. So when a woman say, do you love me, or where we at in the relationship, that's because you ain't let her know where y'all at every single step of the way. That's the advice I give to all my niggas, man. Don't be misleading. Because I'm not going to allow myself to be misled. If we fucking, it's like if you hit me up, if she hit me up 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I know she want to fuck. I know she ain't missing me. She ain't lonely. She don't think I'm so
blue.
I don't talk to people houses. None of that shit. But females believe that, man, and dudes be misleading them, man, with the bullshit. So I'm saying, don't say you a gentleman when you a scoundrel.
Right.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? That's the problem, man. And I'm finna get down off of this soapbox, man, because I'm getting dizzy up here. It's hot and I'm naked and my balls are sweating.
Oh my God. I'm freaking done, man. I'm freaking done. All right, you guys, we done went over our hour on this show, so you got to make sure you check us out every Monday at 9 p.m. We didn't air last Monday. Some things came up, and I apologize to our listeners, but we back. We back, baby.
He back like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We back around this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? True.
Yeah, pay y'all extra 3 minutes, just like that.
Okay.
Pay y'all back a little bit at a time.
That's right.
And that's true. That's true.
All right, you guys.
That's
right. Get out of here on some Duck City music. I'm going to hang around the DJ for a little while, but thank you for listening and tuning in to Real Talk Roundtable. We'll see y'all next Monday.
Hey, Tweety.
Yo, Mo Cat. task, less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilation. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me your hands out while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bending knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants back, BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend, rock him. Came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Very apparent when you kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. My era mouth selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I still his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski till they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't the dig 'em smack. You smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island. Yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you're witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-ass cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in the strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls, where they're calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
Yeah, this be your boy Hero from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And y'all gotta make sure y'all tune in to the Real Talk Roundtable. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tweety Bird Central.
It's the Bird Lady.
325
Music Out.
Hero. L-Town shit, nigga.
Never been about that booth, I lay yo. Buy bread, nigga, let go my ego. I like baby girl stack like Lego. If your girl come to me, tell him let go. Cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Think you wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the ass, you choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Gotta skip it, trumacy. Ass on the hook for the bait, it's how she live with me. You can take my order, drop her tips and your gratuity. I'ma go deep, make her holler for security. Time to squeeze the water from the cactus. Lay down on my mattress, there's no way be fighting, it's attraction. Vibing, seem to be compatible, we matching. Had to put her mouth to the test, now she latching. Pussy like potatoes, I'm grabbing. I'ma give it this V Slim Shady. I spent current, they can shock shit. I still float in the can, you can shoplift. Put on a parachute, fell from the top cliff. She think before I let go, can we lock lips? This is how a nigga ride, keep the block hip. Yeah, I had to drop anchor about the stop ship. Don't trip. Cruising out of fire with a boot thing. Say she wanna kick it like Luke Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Sunny side up in the beach like beach life. Get money after F, that's a G life. I see eyes on a nigga like a P.I. Ready for war, call me Joe, I'm a G.I. When my daddy left home, I was knee high. We went from Bobos to some felines. Now I'm feeling on her ass and some Levi's. Honey got drip, that's a beehive. Going up, up, up and away. Looking to the sky like a nigga just prayed. I can't see shit doing music like Ray. I spit game like I run the arcade. Got my head tight like a nigga wear braids. Going in new, turning in my old ways. Never let a backstabber sing OJ. The gloves don't fit, free me like I'm OJ while I'm sipping OJ. Cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. See my team on one accord. Floating like we on a hoverboard. They busy, know the trouble we aboard. Lot of Dallas where a nigga making noise. Jump with us, come vibe with us. Roll with us, you can come ride with us. Ducked off, come high with us. But if I call shotgun, would you slide with us? Bang, cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Liu Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down.
Central, Real Talk Roundtable, True.
I am here for you.
This is R.
I am here to serve you.
A.
I am here to give you whatever you desire.
R.
In return,
T.
You are forever in debt.
12.
From the cradle to the grave.
We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you get in money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free. I hypnotize them with scandalous propaganda. Distracted by entertainment. While working on my agenda. They slave me for legal tender. I tax them before they dinner. I'm happy for who they are. So I teach them to switch genders. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
I ain't shit free. The ideology having a lot of money. More power to build an empire. Calling with sick junkies. You ain't free.
You ain't
toilet water come with a fee. I make you pay for every second you living. From the time you exit the womb to the hour you buried in a tomb. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Hell, a fee come with a fee. I'm just a country trying to conquer the planet. The resistance is merely terrorists threatening to cause damage. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free. I teach a mother to come to me for her money. Free housing for her and kids, so I'm keeping food in their tummy. The father is just a dummy. He better give me my money or prison is in his future. I'm pimping them till they bum me.
You ain't free. You ain't free. Jail time come with a fee. Collecting money from workers to pay the bankers and interest without an interest and feelings on how you living. You ain't free. You ain't free. Debit cards come with a fee. You give me money for constructing the street in the return. I make you pay me for riding it with a toll fee. You ain't free. You ain't free. Libraries come with a fee. You better off gaining your knowledge from history. No mystery how I'm blatantly drowning you in your miseries. We ain't free. We ain't free. Ain't shit free. Ain't shit free. We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free. We ain't free. Ain't shit free. Ain't shit free. We ain't free. You'll starve before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free. We ain't free. Ain't shit free. Ain't shit free. We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free. We ain't free. Ain't shit free. Ain't shit free. We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free.
Knowing you're gonna lose, right? But there comes a time, fine, when I focus on the isolation, just to focus on that real love. Fuck whoever is hating, they smile up in your face, waiting to take your place. The moment you bring that bullshit around is when we acknowledge your words to say. Goddamn. My peace, that's important, that's fact, though. Bring that bad energy around me can lead to catching these hands, bro. That's not a threat, that's a promise, nigga. Two Peace Tuesday, Popeyes, nigga. You ain't gotta backtrack, just understand that when it come to bullshit, I gotta fall back. How people say they grown up. Anytime an argument starts to rise up, if it ain't they way, they quiet. Start spitting facts and they silent. When it comes to the bullshit, they the loudest. Mouth running marathons that they got mileage. Think they smart cause they went to college. Got knowledge, but their comments just ain't common. I'm wildin'. Got one life to live, won't spend it on you. You owe me bread, won't pay me back. It's cool. You don't forget shit, don't strike quick and have you depressed and sick. So before you wreck a Thailand, try to fix, miss me with the super shit. Hey, keep that.
You don't need a mobile phone. The reproach is gone. You can now approach the throne. No need to front like you can hold your own. To cure the flesh, you need more than hydrocortisone. We need God's son to take what we've all done upon himself and nail it to the cross and say the job's done. No wonder he deserves the praises. He's the Alpha and Omega, the Rock of Ages. So whenever life is hectic, I ain't snapping homes. I know the Father's watching me like a chaperone. Whatever you might face in life, just know that faith in Christ will make it right. I tell you, leave the Lord alone if you're afraid of heights, cause he will take you high, higher than the plane can fly.
Been in love with a real like me before my
like me before me before.
And if you send a text then you know I'm what's next. You know right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show, on a show.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before my
like me before me.
And you can get it up, yeah, right from the jump, yeah, right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show,
put on a show. Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. I got this one and I usually don't stress him, but baby girl, I never seen the likes of you. Invite me to your dorm room, baby girl. I got something right for you, tell you good night for. And I hope she loves sleep. Plus I hope she loves trees, she can swing it my way. Yeah, swing it on me. Got a feeling on me, and I got this one chick that I wanna with. But we can't catch up, cause I'm out here grinding for it, and she know. And I'm thinking I wanna hit her, but you see the way I'm living, man. I ain't got time for it, and I know. This shit crazy, my game sharper than a switchblade. I'm tailor made, see me small. I'm doing somewhere around 90 on the interstate, and now I'm tapped to break. Hey, I've been from the 7, yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, throw the deuce. When it roll through, man, and try and scoop like. Throw the in the grinder, then we grind the shit up, then we dump the shit out and put it in the game. Yeah, nothing changed. Yeah, always stay the same. Stay the same. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before my
like me before me.
And if you send a text then you know I'm what's next. You know right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show,
on a show. Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before my
like me before me.
And you can get it up, yeah, right from the jump, yeah, right from the go, my
right from the go.
And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me.
Put on a show,
put on a show. Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go. I got this one and I know I can't stun, so I keep it straight up. Let her know I can't front on her. Can't make something from nothing, ain't doing this for nothing. Let her know I got something for her. Let her know I'm on the road with these. I be in the lab with the smoker on the road. You f*** with me, girl, are you down? Let me know. From the 7, guaranteed it's a go. I be in the back with the chicks at my shows. I be with 3, 4, 5 at the most. I just get them draws and I'm hardly in they phones. I wanna be the thought to make them wet when alone. She hit me with a text to turn the house into a home. And if she going, I'm the type to have her gone. We flying out, my sh** sold, so I'm buying out. I'm living everything I'm rhyming about. They know what I'm about. The 7, yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, that's why I throw the deuce. Yeah, throw the deuce. When it roll through, man, and try and scoop like. Throw the in the grinder, then we grind the shit up. Then we dump the shit out and put it in the game. Yeah, nothing changed. Yeah, always stay the same. Stay the same. Tell me how you ever been in love with a real like me before my. And if you send a text, then you know I'm what's next. You know right from the go, my. And when I fall through, when it slide through, you gon' put on a show for me. Yeah, you know how it goes. Get it poppin' from the go.
Tell me how you ever been in love with a real, real like me before my, like me before me. And you can get it up, yeah, right from the jump, yeah, right from the go, my, right from the go. And when I fall through, when I slide through, you gon' put on a show for me, put on a show. Yeah, you know how it goes, get it poppin' from the go.
Keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy.
sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me hype, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me hype, so it's crazy. Bad little mama jamma. Hot ass Alabama. Spicy like Louisiana. And her hoes can't stand her. But I'm from the gold though. You don't want no smoke hoes. Your nigga on my throat though. So I pop it low low. I done shook some ass. I done made this cash. Bitch, I did the dash. Your whole life is trash. Hoes be acting tough off the fucking coca. Like I won't just poker. Bitch, you must be loca. Got high like a vulture caller, cause he might just smoke you. Cold like Minnesota, but you know I keep the toaster. Pussy super soaker, make them drink me like mimosa. I keep them up like Folgers, one more nothing, then it's over. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. Wild honey, bitch, gang in this bitch, rookie real shit. Wild honey, bitch, gang in this bitch, rookie real shit. Bad bitch with a body, then most hoes try to copy. If you get in money, call him poppy. If I want it, then I know he got me. He never tell me no, that's the shit I can't handle. Bitch, I'm trying to go. Used to trap at the bando. Bitch, all I know is swerve. Getting money, what's the word? Felt my action like a verb. Use them up, then it getting curved. So get up out your feelings. Cause you know with whom you dealing. Ain't about cash, we won't be chilling. Turn $1 to $1 million. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this?
Yes.
Ha! Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Girl, if you let me, I can love you, girl.
Man, who is that? Who is that? I like that shit. Huh?
Andre Scott, yes. Andre Scott.
Andre Scott. And the name of the song is...
Wait a minute, don't get me the line. Hold on. Just Try Me.
Just Try Me. I like that shit. Mm-hmm. Now that shit's jamming. Just Try Me.
Yeah.
Audio Orgasm Part 2 coming soon. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You did a on that, though. Really?
Oh, yeah.
You did a we just decided to hang around you guys for a little bit and play some of this good music that we have over here because a lot of times we don't have a lot of time to play it, but we do have it. So I'm just letting y'all know. we got it over here. We're getting them in here.
Okay.
And we appreciate the submissions. And that's some good music, y'all. Keep doing it. Keep doing your thing.
Right. Trill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so we out of here. See ya.
Trio. We out of here. 5,000. Trio.
See ya.